Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Junior-to-be Lily King for the IU swimming program is at the World Championships in Budapest, Hungary, the FINA World Championships. She swam yesterday, Keith, on the mixed relay team. That's co-ed.
That's new. I haven't heard of that one before.
Just the last couple years. 2015, it was introduced in Kazan, Russia, and Lily King swam a
So it's a medley that involves men and women.
And there's no say on who swims against who. It doesn't have to be all women do the first leg. It's all mixed throughout.
So breaststroke doesn't have to be just women. It could be men or...
That's okay. Right. So Lily King adds another gold medal
to her
collection.
Leg of the relay could be men against women, and the next leg could be women against men.
So there is some strategy to it, and the USA.
That's interesting.
They qualified first, but King wasn't involved in the qualifying team. She was too busy winning gold medals. So she came back for the final, and the Americans set the record, and she wins another gold medal.
That's
her second.
So cool.
Adds that to her 100-meter breaststroke. She's qualifying today for the 200-meter breaststroke. And she is on to the semifinals from that, winning her preliminary heat. Her friend Yulia Efimova was fourth. That's fine. They all advance. So we'll keep an eye on Lily King moving forward as her record-setting performance and career. Again, she's going to be a junior next year. You go to the Councilman Billingsley Aquatic Center and see some of those names and faces on the walls up there. She's our Olympics, World Championships. Big Ten championships.
She's amazing.
NCAA championships. It's a fantastic story. And she's from Indiana.
And she's going to be swimming this year.
She's from Evansville.
For IU.
Yeah. And she's only halfway through her career. And just halfway through these world championships as well. Two gold medals in the books. She'll also swim in the 50-meter breaststroke coming up later on the weekend. And we'll see if she joins any other relay teams. Reds head to Miami to take on the Marlins tonight at 7. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, there's a great article on the front page of today's HT about Tom Allen and his reaction to Friday night football in the Big Ten.
That's good for him.
You know what? He's been joined by other coaches in the conference, if you read that article. Good job today, Mike Miller from the HT on that. Basically, Allen said, look, football's for Friday nights on high school. That's
high school
a special
football.
Time.
That's right.
That it is there.
Don't mess with that.
And I've been mad at the Big Ten lately. Mm-hmm. I was mad because they didn't schedule IU, Purdue, home and away in basketball. Mm-hmm. That's completely silly. It's
and you're right on that.
Winningest programs. You're a billion-dollar organization. Act like it, please. High school football is Friday night. Mm-hmm. High school football has been Friday night. We're going to have our high school schedule announced next week right here on WGCL to tell you what we're going to do. We'll start off with the three county schools as we always do. But the point is, high school football can't move to Tuesday night.
No.
High school football can't move to Monday night. We've seen the MAC take over Tuesday nights as their night to play. Well, the MAC isn't the Big Ten. They need attention. They need TV dollars. The Big Ten doesn't. Why throw your weight around when you don't have to? You want to play Friday of Labor Day weekend? Great. You want to play Thursday of Labor Day weekend like Indiana is doing? Great. That's one time, not a big deal. But when you're scheduling Friday games throughout the high school football season, high school football only plays nine times. Give them one night, please. You have Saturday to play, all day Saturday. You have billions of followers, billions of fans, and billions of dollars. So stay in your lane. Let the kids have their one night. Let the coaches on Friday night go recruit. So you're hurting all of it. For what? Well, you can get better ratings on a Friday. You don't get lost in the shuffle. No. Let the high school kids have their one night. Friday night. It's not hard to figure out. I noticed college football in the Big Ten isn't playing any Sunday games against the NFL. So let's keep Fridays for the high school kids. The Reds are on the radio tonight in Miami at 7 o'clock. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.